Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. And from communities and schools today, we have Jetty with us. And Jetty, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's been a while since we have spoken, but we try to do this every January because January is a special time for folks like communities and schools. Tell us about January.
January is National Mentor Month, and we're always looking for new mentors. It means so much for the kids to have a mentor. And this time we made some changes at communities and schools. We've got a mentor program that consists of our Lunch Buddy mentors and also our Friends of Youth mentors. And that just means that once they age out of the Lunch Buddy program, they have someone to go eat with them once a week. And then they move over to the Friends of Youth and have on that one-on-one relationship with someone outside of school.
Oh, okay. So a couple of different ways then to get involved as far as mentoring through communities and schools. Tell us about these programs, the Lunch Buddies program and the Friends of Youth. Tell us about what they are and how much time that requires and what you do as a mentor.
Okay, the Lunch Buddy mentor, you just go eat with the child once a week at school. We try to get the school that's closest to you. And the kids look forward to having that Lunch Buddy come in. And they attend school regularly because they're looking forward to seeing that person come in and eat with them. And also, I think maybe they participate more in school. And the Friends of Youth, of course, is the one that meets after school. And we usually start with ages 9 up for that. And then we go through the 8th grade. And sometimes if that relationship is still going, then we continue to let them stay matched. And we found out with research that the longer a match, the more successful a child can be.
Now, the children that are participating in these programs, either the Lunch Buddies or the Friend of Youth, are they recommended by parents, by teachers, by the counselors at school? And what are some of the situations that these children are in?
That's all of the above.
All the above.
Okay. All of the above. We do get referrals, and we have waiting lists on both of the programs. I think maybe children just need a little bit more special attention now.
In this society, I would say so. There are so many outside things that tend to vie for their attention, and it's almost overwhelming at times when you're a small child.
It is. It is.
And, okay, now as far as the mentors, is there a special training program that they go through with communities and schools?
Yes, we have a special training for both programs, the Lunch Buddy program and the Friends of Youth program. And it doesn't take long, just about an hour to do the training. And we try to have one once a month. And if that doesn't work, then we'll fit it in with their schedule.
And how are the children matched with the volunteers, the mentors?
Well, of course, if we have a Lunch Buddy that is referred in the 3rd grade, we try to match that child first. And then we try to get the volunteers closest to the school where they may work at, because a lot of them come on their lunch breaks. Wilkes Telecommunications has folks that come in off their lunch break in Lowe's corporate offices. So we try to match them with someone near the school.
Right. So you don't have to travel that far and waste time traveling. You're just
right
there.
Yes. And they don't have to have any special skills. They just need to have the ability to listen and to offer that friendship and guidance and encouragement to a young person. And you'd be amazed at the experience that you get out of it.
Well, now, are there qualifications for the mentors? Do they need to be a certain age, male, female, employed or not? What matters and doesn't matter?
Well, we'd like for everybody to be 18 or older or either have driving license. We do have some high school students that do like to volunteer with the kids, some in the Friends of Youth and some Lunch Buddies. So we do have that happening around the county.
Right. So, again, with the Lunch Buddies, then it's just once a week when you go have lunch with the child?
Yes.
And the one-on-one Friends of Youth, is that just once a week in the afternoon?
Once a week. We'd like for you to spend a couple of hours a week with them.
And what do they do during that time? And do you help them with homework or go out and do different things, or is it a combination of stuff?
It's a combination of things. But, you know, if the grades are low, then it would be a good time to help them with their homework, go to the library, go to the Y, bake cookies together. So we just got a lot of things that you can do with the child. Just quality time. We ask the volunteers not to spend money on the kids. We want their time.
Now, you had mentioned a few minutes ago when we first started about that it's shown that, you know, the longer that they can stay with them, the match stays together, the more successful the child. Do you have success stories that you could share, or results from folks that have had mentors, students that have had mentors, and how it has changed or improved their lives?
Yes, we just had a match that started with Lunch Buddies. It was Dr. Essie Hayes. She stayed with her mentor all through high school, and even they stayed in touch with graduation. And whenever that child was old enough to get a job and start working, then she started picking Dr. Essie and her husband up and spending time with them. And we just took a trip to Gatlinburg, and she was there and got married, and Dr. Essie was a part of that. So once you get matched with a child, they become part of your family.
Right.
And it's just a lifetime change for everybody.
And I bet that there are statistics that show that this helps children to stay in school and to do better in school.
Yes, it is. They stay focused. They have positive outcomes, and they get to know about careers throughout the community. They see they're around people that are in the business sector, and so they get to learn about these things.
Well, now, if there are folks listening, Jenny, and they're thinking, you know, what can one person do? Maybe they're a retiree, or they just have some free time during the week, and they're thinking, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't have any special training or special skills. What kind of a difference can I make? What would you say to that person?
Join communities and schools. We have lots of challenges, lots of fun, and believe me, you do things that you didn't think you'd ever do again, but it's so rewarding. It's just we have a good group of volunteers, and they spend so much of their valuable time, and you get a lot out of that.
And when you're making a difference in the life of a child, how do you put words to that?
It's hard to do that.
Yeah, it's hard to put words out. How important it is to make a difference in the life of the child. And you said there are many still on the waiting list?
Yes, we do have a waiting list. And but we found out that you could take a shy child and you can improve things with them, whether self-esteem, social skills, and even just general knowledge on things. And, you know, they do ask questions and they do want to be talked to, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know that my son, he takes a karate class, and his sensei, which is actually his mentor, they have worked with children on talking about bullying, you know, and how to take care of yourself and things like that, and not violently, but verbally, and just how to respond. And I know that they've talked about, you know, making eye contact when you're talking with someone, and what a difference that can make to self-esteem when you're talking with someone. If you can make eye contact with someone and just talk, you know, how important that is.
Yes.
And relating to someone else.
Yeah, and that's another thing. When you have a good volunteer, the child will tend to pick up things that they see from the volunteers. You know, just be a positive role model out in the community. Open the doors for females, and just let them see what, you know, what's out there.
Right.
You know.
It's amazing what you could offer. You may think you have nothing to offer, but it's amazing what you could offer to the life of a child.
A lot. You do have a lot to offer.
All right. We're talking with Jenny with Communities in Schools, and this is Focus on the Foothills. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. Once again, welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela, and we are talking with Jenny with Communities in Schools. And Jenny, in case someone is just tuning in and they're thinking, what in the world is Communities in Schools? Kind of give us a brief overview of what that organization is. You've been around here in Wells County for a long time. People should know, but in case they've just moved to the area or they don't know or they've forgotten, give us an overview of what Communities in Schools is and what you do.
Communities in Schools is a state-based office, and we have been accredited with the national office also. So we are the leading dropout prevention here in Wilkes County, and we're pleased to be a part of that.
And the dropout rate in Wilkes has decreased.
Yes, it has. I seen the article in the paper, and we're so proud about that. And all the programs that we have in community and schools, and what we offer is always free to all of our students, and so we're proud of the programs that we have and have to offer.
So this is a program that does benefit all students and all the schools here in Wilkes County.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and tell us about the different programs. We talked about the two, the Lunch Buddies and the Friends of Youth, but you actually have other programs too through Communities and Schools.
Yes, we do. We have the New Central Scholar Program. We have the Site for Students dance program. And we have site coordinators now in schools. So that was part of their accreditation for communities and schools. So we have a site coordinator at CBLA, Moravian Falls, and Wilk Central.
And what do?
They meet with students during the day. They can come in and talk with them about any problems that they might be having, challenges or anything. And sometimes we can do outreach to help whatever their need is.
It's kind of like a counseling service then.
Just an extended service to the counseling. Everybody needs a little extra help, and communities and school is there to lend a hand.
And the scholars program, what is that about?
A child would get a scholarship in the sixth grade. They do community service. And whenever they graduate, they'll have a $1,000 scholarship to start in Wilkes Community College.
Wow. So good deal there then.
Yes,
another incentive to get some further your education beyond high school.
Yes, it is.
And that's very important in today's society, especially.
That's right.
Now, January is National Mentoring Month.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm sure you would love to recruit a whole bunch of mentors in January, and you have some to recognize, but Communities and Schools actually is open to volunteers throughout the year. Anytime throughout the year you want to become a part of this and be a mentor, you can contact Communities and Schools, right?
Yes, and we have we're on Facebook now, and we also have our website.
All right, so let's recognize these volunteers. Now, these are the ones that have been working through 2012, right?
2012 and 2013.
All right, tell us about them.
All right, we have Matthew Day, Kathy Jennings, Gary Duran, Gay Drimmon, Elizabeth Wagner, Candy Greer, Emily Green, Gary Newman, Brenda Clarity, James Barnes, Josephine Redmond, Todd and Debbie Garner, Teresa Bird, Linda Zinger, Don Michael, Two Gwen, Rebecca Hayes, Robert Ellis, Monica Foster, Lynn and Debbie Lambert, Kayla Harless, Peggy Pearly Brown, Annie Denny, Chad Hayes, Catherine Bird, Patricia Turner, Joe Samuel, Laura Davis, Ginger Mathis, Fawn York, Dorothy Adams, Roy Williamson, Michael Jordan, Marianne Ferguson, Ken and Glendora Yarbrough, Phil Caudill, Neil Settle, Joe Rhodes, and Bernice Bowles.
All right. So a whole list of folks then from Wilkes County that get involved.
Yes. And we'd just like to thank those folks for being in the Friends of Youth programs. Sometime we have folks that just come in and just help us. If there's a child that's missing, then they just join up with that child and be that volunteer for that night. So we appreciate them also.
All right. So, and you have some special events actually throughout the year when you get together with the mentors, is that right? But then a big event that's coming up here in a few days?
Yes. We want to recognize our mentors here in Wilkes County January the 28th at the new Tipton Banquet Hall at 6 p.m. We'll ask all of our volunteers to come in and we'll treat them to dinner and a fun evening with communities and schools.
Now, do the volunteers sometimes I guess work as a support group to each other when they're talking about the kids and working with them and saying, okay, you know, we're facing this. Have you faced this? And how do you meet this challenge?
Yeah, sometimes we have special workshops just for the volunteers. We get trained folks to come in and help, talk to them, professionals. We had Jody Providence and Erica Sales Walker to come in and meet with them and talk with them about things that are going on with the youth today. So that's always a big help to them, and they look forward to getting together and networking with each other. Different situations, different matches.
Have you had folks to come to you before, and I bet you have, that they were a little apprehensive? They really felt like they wanted to do this, but they had some real apprehensions about it, and then after they got involved, they were kind of like, why did I ever put this off?
It means so much to the volunteers. You could be young at heart with our kids.
Right. You know, I can't really think of anyone around. Well, let me forget that. That was just, the lightning would strike the radio station. All of us around here are young at heart. And you can share that with children. And what a blessing that is.
That is a blessing.
Sometimes, Jetty, we sit around and say, youth today or young people today. And we, maybe say some disparaging remarks. But we can actually make a difference in a positive way, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, just by showing young men how to open a door for a young lady, or to be polite in conversation, to say please and thank you. Simple things, but that are very important.
It is very important for our kids today.
And just to be there to help them with homework.
Yes. We want everybody to make good grades. And another thing, we want you to set goals. We want kids to set goals at early ages. I think that means a whole lot for the kids now.
And it's important to have to know for the child, to know that there's somebody in their corner that's got their back, that's encouraging them to meet this goal.
Yes, that's right.
I know when I was talking with some folks from the health department about, you know, if you want to exercise, and he said, get a buddy, because it's really hard to do this by yourself. And it's the same premise with these children. They just need a buddy to help them meet their goals.
Yes, that's right.
Now, if someone wanted to learn more, Jetty, if they just wanted to call and talk to you, maybe they have some questions that we haven't discussed today, some concerns that they have, can they just call and talk to you about that?
Yes, please do. You can reach me at 651-7830, or you can reach me on my cell at 903-5148. I take calls all the time, and everybody's always interested in the Friends of Youth program or the Lunch Buddy program, and feel free to call us.
And again, do you have training sessions throughout the year?
Yes, we do. We try to have one once a month for the Lunch Buddy program and the Friends of Youth.
And do you have one coming up here soon?
I just had a Lunch Buddy training yesterday.
Oh, okay. So we maybe will, next month.
Okay. Yeah, we will publicize again, and it will be in the paper.
All right. Mm-hmm. So communities and schools make a difference in the life of a child. It had no better time to start than January. It's the month of the mentor. And, Jetty, now's the time. Don't put it off.
That's right.
See, someone said one time, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? So, be the who and let now be the when.
Great motto. Great.
Absolutely. All right. Communities and schools doing a great job here in Wilkes County. Again, service is free to the students of Wilkes County.
Yes, it is.
And doing a great work, and we appreciate what you do. And we are very thankful to all those volunteers, those mentors that you mentioned. We say hats off to you guys, and keep up the good work. And for those who are maybe thinking about it, stop thinking about it. Just do it. Just call Jetty at Communities and Schools. Jetty, again, that number is what?
651-7830.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Our thanks to Jetty and Communities and Schools. Coming up, a check on that weather forecast. Man.